Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. It's the money show about you, your retirement, and the financial plan to get you where you want to be. Pete and John are co-owners of Beacon Capital Management, a financial advisory firm serving Middle Tennessee retirees and pre-retirees for over 18 years. They're the authors of four financial books, and you've seen them on Fox Business, CNBC, Forbes, Yahoo Finance, and News Channel 4. This is Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson, the show to help you retire well.
So when you retire, you'll likely end up in one of two camps. First camp, you don't have a plan to generate income in retirement, and you're likely going to be watching your savings shrink with every single withdrawal you make, and you'll be living in constant fear of running out of money in retirement. The second camp, on the other side, your money's going to be working for you. You've got a plan. You'll have income coming in like clockwork, so you can afford to do all those things that you want to do in retirement. The question is this morning, which camp are you going to be? Which one do you want to be in? Well, welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson, Ben Christie here in studio with you. And we've got a great show for you today, all about generating income. But unfortunately, John, generating income in retirement today is more challenging than ever before.
Yeah, Ben, it sure is. The problem with that is you've got next to 0% interest rates on CDs and traditional banking accounts. That's probably not going to change anytime soon. There's certainly the threat of higher taxes. It's almost a certainty at this point. And you know, when you think about your 401k and IRA, one of the things we talk about around here is that your IRA or 401k, unfortunately, doesn't all belong to you. You have a debt called taxes on that. So today we're going to talk about five ways to generate income in retirement. This is going to include things like a often overlooked strategy that could literally and dramatically increase your income in retirement. We're going to talk about a common Social Security mistake that could cost you a ton of money in benefits, plus some surprisingly attractive options that could make your money last longer than you do, which is what everybody wants. So this is an issue, but Pete, the problem, it's a problem that is can be planned for and give some peace of mind and confidence to folks.
Right. So when you think about your income in retirement, you want to think about how much of it, that income, do you want to be able to keep? So number one, when we're talking about these five things, number one, reduce or eliminate your taxes. Have a plan to reduce those taxes so you get more in your pocket. Even with the same amount of dollar, you know, you can have more of that dollar kept for you by having a strategy. So what is your strategy about that? Forbes, in September of last year, said income taxes can be your largest outlay in retirement. It's not healthcare. It's not your housing. It's not even vacations. It's taxes. You'll pay income tax on any of your pension money, withdrawals from tax-deferred accounts, IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, those kind of things. The thing is, you don't know how much that tax is going to be. Is it going to be a little? Is it going to be a lot? What are tax rates going to be? It's not a set rate set for all of your retirement years. So taxes on your IRA and 401k. What is your plan for this? If you don't have a plan, the plan is that you're going to pay more than you want to in taxes. So the time bomb is the tax liability building up in those accounts now. So a forward-looking plan that begins to get you in a place of strength so that when you get to retirement, you get to keep more of your own. Remember that. A plan to reduce or eliminate your taxes will increase your income.
That's a big deal. And it's getting bigger and bigger because it's kind of like that storm way off in the horizon. And I feel like that storm is getting closer. And that storm is higher taxes. Mm-hmm. And it is coming. It's something we need to be preparing for. This out of Forbes, last year even, we're on the heels of one of the largest stimulus packages in human history. And of course, there are talks of another, even larger package to come. And so basically, our budget deficit and our national debt have never been greater and will only grow from here, right? So what does that mean to all of us? Well, at some point, we're all aware of this, Americans will need to pay this back. Now, governments at every level, right? We're talking local, state, of course, federal, will need to find more revenue. And we're all guessing we know where that revenue is coming. It's going to be in the form of taxes. Mm. And so according to the Forbes, you guys have probably heard this, but we're not all going to get COVID COVID-19, but we're all going to pay for it.
We're all going to pay
for it. And so the question becomes, like you said, Pete, do you have a plan for paying taxes? And does that plan, to your point, include defensive tax planning strategies like John taking advantage of Roth?
Yeah, absolutely. And you can do Roth IRA if you fall within certain income limits. There are income limits, but there's no income limit right now to converting a Roth. Now, there's no free lunch. And so I was reading this article the other day that a prospective client came in and he had said that he had attended someone's session. They were talking about eliminating taxes. Well, listen, if you can eliminate taxes, totally come see me because I'll invest my money there. You can't eliminate taxes, but you can certainly reduce them. You can be efficient in Roth conversion where it's suitable and it's not suitable for everyone. You know, Pete, you and I have done these with some of ours because, you know, when you talk about the debt and the deficit and, you know, we have a new president and I want President Biden to be successful.
Sure.
But regardless of who's in the Oval Office, whether it's a Democrat or a Republican, they're still going to be dealing with a soon to be $30 trillion debt. If this next stimulus package gets passed, which probably will, is almost another $2 trillion. We're at $27 trillion. So let's just round it up because that's where it's headed with interest. I mean, do you really think, and some of these things that we talk about, you've got to just sit back and ask yourself a question. Do you really believe that with a $30 trillion debt, that the way that the government's going to pay for that is they're only going to tax people that are making more than $400,000. I mean, folks, we got to be realistic here.
Yeah.
Taxes are going to be going up. They're at a 40-year low now, and they're going to be going up in the future, probably on everyone, at least in our opinion. So doing strategic moves like Roth conversions, or there's dozens of other things that you can do, but you got to have a plan. And here's the thing, Pete, if you don't have a plan and you ignore it, you have a plan.
Yeah, and the thing is, I've talked to some people lately, and they're like, well, the tax plan that Trump put in place is going to be done away with, so now our opportunity is lost. No, it is not lost. Yeah. There are still some good time this year. I think there will be next year, the next year. Don't think that the door is closed just because there's a new administration. Mm-hmm. There's always opportunities in every administration at every time to make your money more tax efficient. So if you don't have a good plan, if you don't right now know what options are out there, why wouldn't you want to take 15 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour out of your life that could literally mean tens of thousands of dollars, maybe even hundreds of thousands of dollars? So give us a call, 615-619-1615. Now, most people don't realize it, but taxes are actually lower than they've been in 40 years, even right now. So tax experts and economists are heeding the warnings. Massive tax increases could be right around the corner. And they could decimate your IRA, your 401k, when you withdraw this money. But again, you can take advantage of simple tax planning strategies now. There is still plenty of time, but it's time is of the essence. You could save yourself maybe even a fortune in retirement. That's why we want to make this special offer just for the listeners on our show today. We want you to learn how you could reduce, maybe even eliminate some of the taxes in your retirement with our free retirement tax analysis.
Yeah, and you know, Pete, it's a great analysis. Let me explain how this works. We're just going to get some basic information from you. This isn't going to monopolize your life. We determine the tax-saving strategies that are best suited for your family-specific situation. And then we'll sit down with you and we'll share these strategies with you so you can see exactly how much money you could save. It could be tens of thousands of dollars, or believe it or not, hundreds of thousands of dollars for you and your family over time. Now, this customized analysis is free. There's no obligation, but we're only going to do this for the callers that are listening today that call us today and want to take action.
And folks, what we love about taxes is you do have control over that, especially in retirement. So this is just another example of information you want to get in front of you so that you can make some good, solid decisions when it comes to planning for taxes in retirement. So this morning, if you've saved more than $250,000 for retirement, call this morning to schedule your free retirement tax analysis at 615-619-1615. We've talked about this, but there is a window of opportunity here, and you want to take advantage of these defensive tax planning strategies now. So don't wait. Give us a call this morning, 615-619-1615. Again, that number is 615-619-1615. 1615. Well, stick around, because coming up next, we're going to talk about why USA Today calls Social Security a near-perfect source of retirement income. Hang on, we'll be right back. Now back to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. If you have a question for Pete or John, call 615-619-1615. 615-619-1615.
If you don't have a plan to generate income in retirement, you'll be watching your savings shrink with every withdrawal. And you'll be living in constant fear of running out of money in retirement. But if you do have a plan to generate income in retirement, you'll have money coming in like clockwork. And this will give you the ability and the confidence to do all the things that you dreamed about doing in retirement. The question is, which person will you be?
Well, welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Ben Christie here with you this morning in studio with Pete Benson and John Maxson. Today, we're talking about the top ways to generate retirement income in today's environment. So coming up in this segment, why USA Today calls your Social Security benefits a near-perfect source of retirement income, plus how you could avoid making a major mistake when claiming, a very costly mistake, Pete, when it comes to claiming your Social Security benefits. So, John, a near-perfect source of retirement income, that's a lofty statement right there.
Yeah, well, but it's stability. When you think about Social Security, and you know, there's all these opinions all over the place. Will Social Security be there? Well, not. I think Social Security is going to be there. There's going to have to be changes. There's no doubt. But you know, USA Today says that Social Security, to your point, Ben, is referred to as a near perfect source of retirement income. You want to know why that is, folks? Because every month you get a check, and in retirement, you need a check.
Yeah,
you need income, and that's why Social Security works. But Social Security also can be really complex, and it can really be confusing. You know, Social Security, according to USA Today, just continuing on with this, promises to pay most Americans a specific amount of money each month or income for life, right? Now, you paid for that as a taxpayer. You paid into that system, and now you're getting the benefit of that. And when we talk about Social Security, there are so many ways to take it. It's not just one or two or three. You've got to look at how does taking it at full retirement affect you, or early, if you take it early or waiting to 70. It's not a one-size-fits-all, Ben. It's going to be different for everyone. But you know what? It's been called almost near-perfect source of income because you get a check every month.
That's right. Well, and to add on to that, John, to kind of pick up where you left off there, The Guardian says that Social Security is something that's very difficult to replicate. Mm-hmm. And why to do that? Three reasons, right? One, it's indexed for inflation. Now, again, you know, they have cost of living adjustments. We see that. And you guys probably have seen this. There's a 1.3% increase coming in 2021. So this year there is an increase there. The second reason it's very difficult to replicate is it's guaranteed, John, like you said, for as long as you live. Mm-hmm. You're living, you're going to get a check. And then the third is it's unrelated to the fate of the financial markets. And that's a big thing. It is reliable income that you can count on. But John, to your point, you said it. It's complicated.
It's complicated.
We've got loads of very smart people here, very smart clients. We've been blessed with some great people that have come in, doctors, lawyers, people that they know a thing or two about life. And yet it's hard for them to keep up with 2,700 rules when it comes to Social Security. And of course, we know those rules have rules. So it's just an ongoing process.
Yeah. And think about this. The average person works 40 years, 50 weeks a year, 2,000 hours a year. So that's 80,000 hours in their career putting into Social Security. Why wouldn't you want to take 1 hour to try to figure out how you could maximize that benefit that you've paid into 80,000 hours, John?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, people need to have a plan for this. How often do you have people come into the office that already have a plan set in place? Do you think that's very many?
No, it's not. It's not very many at all. And there's a cause and effect. Anything you do, if you take it early, and some people need to take it early because they don't have assets. They've had, you know, life circumstances. You know what? Some people weren't good savers. I mean, this is the reality that we deal with. But
and sometimes it's best for them to take it early.
Sometimes it's best, which may seem kind of crazy because you have to look at the taxes you're going to pay there. But when you talk about income, Social Security is a key component, but you also have to analyze, and this is part of what we do when we do this analysis for folks, Pete, is how does it affect your investments?
Mm-hmm.
if they get a standardized and a normalized rate of return, which, you know, rate of return is, no one can guarantee that, but if right. you can take a regular normalized rate of return, if you take Social Security early, how does that affect your taxes? How does it affect your income? How does that affect your assets?
Mm-hmm. And your spouse.
And like, your spouse, right?
You know.
And is there an age discrepancy between you and your spouse? My wife is older, so she'll love that when I say she's, you know.
You're in trouble.
She's only a year older, but, you know. But we run into situations where the spouses, there's a significant age difference.
Yeah.
And so to your point, it can be complex, but it doesn't have to be. But you really want to look at it at all angles, because it used to be you could actually change your Social Security decision. But now it's a permanent decision. Mm-hmm. So, Pete, you better take that hour and do it well and
do
it right.
Yeah, the good news is for you that we can't get our wives to listen to our show. Thankfully, there are a lot of great listeners to our show. But if I asked my wife what we talked about over the last few weeks or months, she would have no idea.
My wife listens to our show.
She does?
Yeah, absolutely. Whenever she can't sleep, she turns on the podcast. I thought we were getting ready for bed one night recently, and she was listening to Beacon on her iPhone, and I said, "Well, honey, I really appreciate that." I said, "What do you learn?" She said, "I'm just trying to go to sleep." So I wasn't sure that was a compliment, but.
So here, let me read this, though. I thought this was interesting. Came across this week. Research by a bipartisan, didn't even know there was any such thing. But anyway, a bipartisan policy center fellow, Jason Fichtner, has found that only 4% of people who claim Social Security actually do it at the financially optimal time. Think about that, folks. So, there's a very slim chance that if all you're doing is taking a shot in the dark, that you're actually going to get this right.
Well, Pete, you know, we talk about conventional wisdom a lot on this show, and that's because conventional wisdom has people believing, I wait until 72, because that's the optimum time, because I'm going to get more money. But they don't recognize, John, to your point, all the other things that that can do along the way, and the increase in taxes, the increase in Medicare.
If they wait till 72, they've lost 2 years. So John probably pocketed that money.
Yeah.
Well, it's hard to keep all those numbers. RMD 72 now. Yeah. This, you want to take it by the age of 70.
That's
but
right.
You have a lot of options between 62 and 70.
Well, I mean, I just can't underscore enough, though, how important it is to understand how this decision impacts your investments.
Right.
I mean, we could spend from now the next month going over how you can take it the right way or the wrong way. And here's the thing, Ben, I would tell everybody, Social Security Administration doesn't pay us to help people with their Social Security choices. But it is a significant part of your retirement income moving forward, and it does affect every other area of your financial life. Why would you not want to have a plan?
Yeah. Well, according to CNBC, deciding when to claim Social Security is one of the most important financial decisions you'll make in your lifetime. And it's for good reason, all right? Because the difference between your best and your worst case scenarios when it comes to claiming your Social Security benefits could be hundreds of thousands of dollars. So that's why we want to make a special offer for you listening this morning on the show. We want to show you how you could get even more income when you file for Social Security with what we call our customized Social Security analysis.
Yeah, and the great news is it really doesn't cost you a dime. It only costs you a little bit of your time. And it's a free analysis. You're going to learn the optimal time to get even more income when you file your Social Security. Who doesn't want that? And how you could possibly even reduce or possibly eliminate, I know some who have, paying taxes on 85% of those benefits, and how you could prevent this decision from doubling your Medicare premiums. All of those puts more money in your pocket. Plus, if you're eligible for other benefits, that could mean thousands of dollars put in your pocket. You know, you can find out about that at the time, too.
Yeah, and that's not lunch money. That's a little bit more than just lunch money. So if you have not filed for Social Security and you've saved at least $250,000 for retirement, call to schedule your free customized analysis now. Give us a call, 615-619-1615. It's an hour of your time. Don't risk losing a lot of money and benefits that folks are rightfully yours. Schedule your free analysis now by calling 615-619-1615. That number one more time, 615-619-1615. Well, coming up next, one of the most underrated pillars of retirement planning, in our opinion, that could literally help generate more income in retirement for you and your family. Stick around. We'll be right back.
This is Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. If you're ready to retire with confidence, call right now, 615-619-1615. That number is 615-619-1615. Well, generating income in retirement today is more challenging than ever before. I mean, think about this. You've got next to 0% interest rates on CD savings accounts. Of course, there's the threat of higher taxes. It's looming out there. It's almost a certainty. And of course, this could decimate your IRA, your 401k. Plus, investing in a stock market at record highs comes with a lot of risk. So welcome back. Beacon Retirement Strategies. Pete Benson, John Maxson, Ben Christie here with you in studio. And we are tackling the top ways to generate retirement income today. Pete, what's coming up in this segment?
Well, the good news is we're actually on target to maybe add a sixth bonus.
Ooh,
one.
So bonus time.
If we keep on going, folks, you're going to get more than you paid for here today. So coming up in this segment, how you could increase your retirement income with a simple rebalancing strategy, plus the key to protecting your wealth from rising threat of inflation. A lot of people have been waiting for that, wondering when that's going to hit. And is it going to be this year? Is it going to be this administration? What is my plan for that when it does come? So number four in these five, now going to be six, because we realize now we have enough time to cover it. Number four, update and rebalance your investments. Mm-hmm. Folks, if you've made good money in the last few years, this is a perfect time, and most people just avoid this. Hey, I made good money. Why would I want to mess with anything? Well, don't you want to keep it? So with the wild market swings of 2020 and a current market at record highs, updating and rebalancing portfolio, it might be more critical than ever in your lifetime. Motley Fool says, three investment risk management moves every retiree needs to make. And this was back in October. One, understand the risk. Folks, there are risks out there. And we're not saying to sell all your market money by any stretch. But we are saying this is a good time to get an analysis, kind of find out, has your risk moved some because of how your money has been invested and how it's grown? And when you invest, it's important that you understand there's always risk. And that increase of risk can happen at certain times and you're unaware of it. So the idea of losing money might scare you, especially when you're in retirement. So wouldn't you want to know of ways that you could possibly protect some of that money that you could use for income in retirement? And the stock market has good years, bad years, flat years. But over long periods of time, it's always provided growth. But that doesn't mean you don't need to tweak things along the way. So again, number four, update, rebalance your investments. Number one, make sure that you understand the risk. And John, what's number two?
It's diversifying that risk. And yeah, we talk about different asset classes react to events in different ways. And you know, there's all kinds of charts and portfolio studies that show there are certain segments that do well some years and don't do well as others. So, for example, like last year, the energy sector was actually down. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. If you think about it, sure, people weren't traveling. Airlines weren't flying. Right. Technology did really, really well. So we have a technology piece, of course, of our portfolios, and we've rebalanced that. Mm-hmm. Because the bottom line is, if you had a portfolio that had both energy and technology, energy didn't do well last year.
Right.
And technology did very, very well. Mm-hmm. And so you want to make sure that you're diversifying your risk. And stocks, you know, are the, of all the asset classes out there, are the riskiest. But you can take too little risk.
Right.
To your point, Pete, we're certainly not saying that you shouldn't be in the market. We think everyone should be in the market with at least some of their money, but you've got to diversify that risk within asset classes in and out of the market, in our opinion. And then in addition to diversifying your risk, it's really important to rebalance your risk. We rebalanced our portfolio several times last year, and the latest that we did it was the end of October, first week of November. Mm-hmm. And so you need to be rebalancing that, because if you're not, so for example, let's say you had a portfolio that in your overall portfolio, technology, you wanted technology to be 20% of that mix. Probably if you did no rebalancing, depending on which technology sectors you were in and what you own, that could be 30 or 35% of your portfolio now because it had such a good year.
Correctly.
So Is technology going to be good this year? Well, we don't know, right? Yeah. I mean, I think it's still, there's some room there, but I want to make sure that I am diversifying my risk and then rebalancing that risk periodically. And Ben, if you've not done that, boy, there's never been a better time to do that than
absolutely.
Right now.
Absolutely. And then number five on the list this morning is to guard your nest egg from that silent killer. And of course, by silent killer, we're talking inflation. So from Forbes, inflation expectations rise even as the economy cools. From Seeking Alpha, higher inflation is likely on the way. And guys, this is another one of those cases where, you know, 1%, 2%, 3%
make a big difference
doesn't feel like a whole lot, right? Mm-hmm. But you add that up over time, 10, 20, 30, 40 years even. A lot of people retiring for 40 years plus, and now you've got a huge impact, not only on your wealth, but really it plays out in your impact on lifestyle. I mean, what is your lifestyle in retirement going to be? That could make a big difference if you've not accounted for inflation. Business Insider says that
it's that a inflation, sneaky expense.
The sneaky expense, right? And, and this is one that you need to be paying attention to.
And let me just say something about inflation. You know, it's like that old saying that truth is somewhere in the middle, right? Mm-hmm. We've had some folks who have come in the office just this year concerned about hyperinflation. And then some folks that come in and don't think inflation even exists. Well, the truth is always somewhere right in the middle. Mm-hmm. The Fed tells us, for example, that true inflation is 2%. Well, true inflation is actually a little higher than that because what they're talking about is core inflation.
Right.
And core inflation doesn't include, I mean, you can do your own research. Go Google this, folks. Core inflation does not include food and energy. So we work with a lot of retirees around here. How many of you are not going to the grocery store or heating your houses
right.
when it's cold or cooling them in the summer? I mean, that's just, that makes no sense at all. So we're not one of these alarmists that thinks that hyperinflation is coming, but we also think inflation is a little higher, Pete, but people definitely need to have a plan for that, especially with their income.
Yeah, so the question is, what is your plan? Well, successful retirements are not built on just how much money you've saved. That's important, but it's really about your ability to generate income. And right now, with the market so high and interest rates so low, what is your plan? So that's why we have a special offer today just for the listeners of the show. Discover how you could turn your savings and investments, if they've done well, and many of you have, into an income workhorse with our retirement income analysis. That's very important. It's a customized analysis, and we don't charge for it. Won't cost you a dime, just a little bit of time.
And here's why it's worth your time. You're going to discover several things in this analysis. Number one, you're going to discover the fastest, in our opinion, way that you could increase your income that, in our view, most people just simply overlook. Hmm. We're also going to tell you the key to protecting your principal from increasing risk on Wall Street. And again, you do need to take risk. It's just about balancing that. Plus, how you could get even more income potentially when you file from Social Security. Do you know what your options are? Remember, this analysis is free. There's no obligation, but you've got to call today. You got to take action. We work with clients that have saved $500,000 up to millions of dollars. But if you've saved at least $250,000 for retirement, give us a call today to schedule this free customized analysis. Our number is 615-619-1615.
Again, that's the retirement income analysis. So this morning, you're listening and you're the kind of person who wants to make your money work for you, but you can't afford to lose a dime. Well, this analysis, this retirement income analysis could give you the financial security that you've been looking for. Give us a call this morning, 615-619-1615. That's 615-619-1615. Well, coming up next in our final segment this morning, we'll list out your best options to generate dependable income in retirement. Stick around. We'll be right back. Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. Do you feel confident in your retirement plan? Are you ready for a change? Give us a call today at 615-619-1615. We could help you save thousands of dollars in taxes in retirement. 615-619-1615.
Well, a recent quote from U.S. News said, with interest rates at zero, people retiring now face the daunting task of generating income from their portfolios. You know, there's no two ways about it. Generating income in retirement today, it's pretty challenging. It's more challenging than it's been in many generations. And generating income, well, in retirement, that's the key to you being successful and staying retired. Welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies. I'm John Maxson, and today we're talking about the top ways to generate retirement income.
And coming up, bonus round here, we've got the sixth way out of our top five. That's right, number six in our final segment this morning. So we're talking about your best options to turn your savings and your investments into a steady stream of income in retirement. Income that works for you. You know, Tony Robbins said it, and I'm going to borrow it this morning, but when it comes to retirement, income is the outcome. And income is the outcome that really matters, especially in retirement. So our number six on the list this morning is know the additional options for generating income in retirement. And there's a lot of options there. And we've said it, but your income is going to be the backbone of your retirement game plan. And so it's not about simply having a plan to generate income. You need a truly diversified income plan, because in today's environment, it's often too risky just to rely on one source of income in retirement. But as everything, it's not that easy. Generating income is a lot more difficult today than it used to be. U.S. News said that with interest rates at zero, people retiring now face the daunting task of generating income from their portfolios. So looking forward, they need a new game plan and perspective to manage their portfolio in, what do they call it, a zero interest rate world. So Pete, what are some of those options that are available to us in a zero interest rate world?
Well, we're going to go over several things. I'm going to quickly go over the things I want to talk about, because I want John to go into what he's going to talk about. We only have a short amount of time, but John, if in 2 minutes or three, you can kind of explain the drawdown scenario that we have. I'll tell you what, that is really, really strong. But there's always... You don't want all of your income coming from one strategy. So you need to look at things like good dividend paying stocks or ETFs or even mutual funds or bonds or whatever. They're still the market and those can go up and down. But if you're just using the dividends, you're really not forced to sell those things even when there's a downward motion and a downward period in the market. So you can look for those, and we have some good dividend-paying portfolios and options there that I'd love for you to look at as a little piece of the income pie for retirement. And then there are people who want to buy rental property. They're really good at it. They understand it. They don't mind putting the time into it. They or their spouse has experience with that in their career. Then that can be a good option to invest in. And I know John and I have even done some of that for our own selves. And that can be a good thing. But it's not free money, it's work money. And not everyone wants to do that. And so then there's things like bank notes. A lot of times people are thinking, well, the bank isn't anything we would consider at all. Well, you know, it's hard if you're getting 0.5%, then that's not enough. You're going to have a lot of money. How many millions would it take to have much income at 0.5% or 1%? But bank notes and other higher dividend funds that are out there that we are constantly looking at every single week, looking to find out what is available. These are some of the things that are available. We're not saying any of these are right for you, but a piece of some of them might be right in the right situation. And then, John, there are other options, and I like the drawdown strategy that we use for our clients in retirement. Boy, they really like that.
Yeah. Well, and you talk about drawdown strategy. You know, this whole issue of retirees today and income, you have to have a plan. Mm-hmm. But there are great answers to having a plan that gives you sustainable, dependable income. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for the boomers that are now retiring, Pete, their parents, and I mean, just ask yourself a question. Why did if you're a baby boomer, 70 million strong in America retiring, why did your parents never worry about income?
Pension.
They had a pension, right? Mm-hmm. And so some people have pensions, but most don't. But we have a drawdown process that we do here, and it's designed to fill your income gaps. When you retire, an income gap is just what's the difference between what your standard of living is and what you get from guaranteed sources like Social Security and pension. Okay, mm-hmm. So if Social Security and pension bring you $3,000 a month, then your standard of living is $5,000, or let's say it's $6,000. You have a $3,000 a month income gap. How do you want to fill that income gap? Because guess what? When you retire, you got to have income, mm-hmm. right? So most advisors, there's certainly a lot out there that are well-intentioned, are going to tell you put it all in the market and just kind of ride the roller coaster because over time the market makes money. No one is disputing that the market makes money over time. Mm-hmm. What Beacon says, though, is let's have our income gaps filled with some guaranteed income. And if you can take a small percentage of your money and put it into a vehicle that you can draw down mm-hmm. guaranteed income over a period of time, and then you can take the rest of your money mm-hmm. and have it in the market. Yes, have it diversified. Yes, have it rebalanced. But let the market be the market. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're going to grow over time.
Yeah.
It's easy when you're working because if the market's down 25 or 30% like it was in March of 2020, you know, you're just putting more money in. Well, guess what, folks? When you're retired, you're now taking money out. And the worst thing that can happen to you in retirement is be a forced seller in a down market. So I'll give you just a quick example of how I did this with a client the other day. Client came in and they had around $5 million. Okay. And we have people that have $500,000 and $200,000, same concept. And we took, they needed $50,000 a year of guaranteed income. So we took about $600,000 and we put it into a guaranteed pocket where they're going to make 3%. And we're going to draw down $50,000 a year of income. And after 17 years, that money's gone. It's gone. But they're in their 80s and they've had 17 years of guaranteed sustainable income without having to worry what's happened in the market. Now, the rest of their money, we put in the market and we let the market be the market.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That money over doubles and they've got the problem of having almost $8 million in retirement over 17 years if the market does 4%.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Which is very conservative.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've never sat down with an advisor that's shown you a true drawdown strategy for guaranteed income, come see us.
I like that problem. You know, yeah. that problem, that's a good problem to have. So before we go today, we want to underscore what could be once in a lifetime opportunity. Now, many people don't realize it, even folks in Middle Tennessee, but taxes are lower now than they've been in over 40 years. Of course, tax experts, economists, they're heeding the warnings mm-hmm. that massive tax increases could just be coming up, just around the corner. And of course, this could decimate your IRA, your 401ks that you've worked so hard and worked a lifetime to save into when you go to withdraw this money.
Yeah, that's why we want to make this offer just for the listeners today. Learn how you could reduce or eliminate your taxes in retirement, John, with our free retirement tax analysis.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Let me explain how this works. It's not as complex as you might think. We're just going to get some basic information to determine the strategies, the tax saving strategies that are best suited for your family specific situation. Then we'll take some time. We'll sit down with you. And we'll share these very simple to understand strategies so you can see exactly how much money you could save. It could be tens of thousands of dollars. And for some folks, believe it or not, over retirement, it could mean hundreds of thousands of dollars in savings. And this customized analysis is free. There's no obligation, but you've got to take action. You've got to call us today. Procrastination is the worst thing you can do.
So we typically work with families who have saved $500,000 to millions of dollars. But if you've saved this morning, if you've saved $250,000 or more for retirement, schedule to get this free analysis. Give us a call, 615-619-1615. You have a short window of opportunity here to take advantage of these defensive tax planning strategies. So don't wait. Give us a call, 615-619-1615. Again, that number, 615-619-1615.
Well, our time is up. Thanks for joining us today. We hope you've had as much fun listening as we did sharing our thoughts. Feel free to call us anytime, 615-619-1615, to see how we can guide you through your retirement decisions.
Or jump online and visit us at beaconcm.com. That's Beacon, C as in cat, M as in Mary.com for some great free retirement resources and to learn more about developing a truly comprehensive retirement game plan. Well, until next week, I'm Ben Christie here in studio with Pete Minson and John Maxson from Beacon Capital Management. Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies. And always remember that peace of mind in retirement requires a plan.
Investment advisory services offered through Beacon Capital Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Beacon Capital Management is not affiliated with any other entity referenced in this broadcast. This is for general information only and is not intended to provide specific investment advice or recommendations for any individual. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of that carrier. This radio show is a paid placement.